All right, man. So that's that. 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 One. God damn, it is just fucking. One. One. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, one, two, one, one, two, one, two, one, two. What's up, baby? What do you need, Bray? Huh? What do you want, honey? More water? She's got this water dish. She's got this water. I gave her a water bucket, and she likes that more than anything. Okay, one, two, three. That's no good, man. Testing, one, two, three. One, two, one, two. Testing, one, two, three. I don't know. Jesus Christ. Testing, one, two, three. Hello. Wait a minute. Hello. Hello. Test, one, two, three, four, five. 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 One, two. That high pass is not even fucking on, bitch. Why is it? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 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 Testing, one, two. Testing, one, two, three. Testing, 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 testing. Boy, that really fucking just nails it, doesn't it? One, 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 one. Testing, one, two. Minus 30 dB. Whew. God damn, man. One, two, three. You know, Brea, what if I turn this thing off? Fuck it. Fuck it. So, Harvey, what's up?
Well, you know what's up. Let me tell you what's up. I've got people calling me.
You got people calling you doing what?
They're not doing anything. They're calling up and they're saying, what's going on with Hendry? He's gone hog wild. What a fink. I mean, the guy's a capital F-I-N-K. How do you spell fink?
F-I-N-K.
Yeah.
Billy. Billy. Hey. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Testing, one, two, three, four. 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 All the blues in the morning. Hollywood must have been just a fucking wretched, horrific hole back in the 30s and 20s for women, for actresses. That's why Katharine Hepburn's story is pretty interesting, because she came out to Hollywood, she roomed with another female, which automatically meant she must be lesbian. You know, I heard she never took any shit. I didn't read the book.
Well, actually, I did.
I borrowed it from Maria and read it. It was a pretty amazing story. She had a long affair with Spencer Tracy, which it's funny who we give a pass to these days, you know, when it comes to that stuff. But anyway, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Testing 1. Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test. Hi, Phil here. Hello, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Hello, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Oh my God. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The other thing I like about these movies in the 30s, they all did these double takes that were great. It's just, you know, that kind of shit. Oh yeah, sure, you do what you want to do. Wait a minute, you know. All the blues. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Let's get it off this boring fucking Golden Glove shit. No one cares. Do you understand? Nobody no more cares about what you got to do. Yeah, but I think I'd be a champion. Who gives a shit? Who cares you could be a champion? I don't care. You don't even care. Do you?
Not really.
All right. Oh, come on, man. There you go. When's the ball game? Tomorrow night. I keep asking when the ball game is. Caps post game live. What? Hello. I wonder if I ought to, what do you call it? Jesus, that I just don't like the way that sounds. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Phil Hendry here, and it's awfully loud. This is awesome. Now, let's see if we actually need this. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Because if you just do this, if you just take that off, this is what it sounds like. Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Shutting down. Bray, honey, why don't you find your water? Why is it you never know where your water is? And the only thing you can hear is this one. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Test. Test. See, that sounds way fucking better. Keep my shit together in the morning.
Yes, hi, Phil. I'm calling on behalf of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I don't really understand.
Yeah, Phil, this is Harvey Wireman.
Yes, Phil, this is Bobby Dooley. Really, what I want to know is, why are you talking about this? We wanted to, this is our 34th spectubular. Well, we're having our 28th,
spook house.
Maybe Western States calls it the spook house, you know.
Yeah, Phil, we're having our 28th annual spookathon. Spookorama. We're having our 28th annual spookorama. And,
no, is this a haunted house?
No, it's not a haunted house. People keep asking. Spookorama is something different. Steve and I dress as ghosts, and we basically haunt your house. It's very revolutionary. Steve and I... it's very revolutionary. Steve and I dress as ghosts, and then we break into your house and haunt it.
Help.
And then we break into your house and haunt it. Well, Steve, you see, Phil, what we do with Spookorama...
What do you mean, Spookorama, if you don't mind me asking?
It's not race. It's not racial. Oh, my God, that's what you think?
No, I'm curious.
How you doing, baby? I wonder if it's because I turned that computer off, she goes over to the other end. The other thing, they made cops look like total bum... You know, in the comedies, they made cops look like complete flat-foot bumbling idiots, right? Capitals fall to the Devils 6? Fucking nothing. Is this a regular season game now? Caps, the Stanley Cup champions, they got fucking blanked by the New Jersey Devils 6-0. The hell are you boys doing?
Spookorama is something very different. Steve and I dress as personages from Halloween. A witch, a ghost, these kinds of things. Frankenstein.
Yeah, one time Bobby was the Frankenstein's monster.
I wasn't Frankenstein's monster. You were.
Oh, you were Dr. Frankenstein.
No, I was not Dr. Franken.
Dr. Franken?
Dr. Frankenstein. Yes, you were Dr. Franken.
Frankenstein.
No, you were Dr. Franken. Don't you remember? You were pretending you were Al Franken as a doctor?
Oh, yeah.
That's very funny.
We thought it was cute. Anyway, Spookorama, we would go into the house after midnight and run around. And if you woke up, you would see the white of the ghost, you know. And when we left, we would leave a basket of candy, okay, or a gift certificate for something.
Or if you drew out the booby prize, I'd usually... I'd relieve myself in your toilet and not flush.
No, he didn't do that, Phil.
I would hoping, even with you guys, that seems like...
Even with us guys? It's been very... People have enjoyed it, but we've had a new generation of homeowner. They don't get the same kick out of life that a lot of the old people did. We had a fatality. Yes, we did. Agnes Zavari, who'd lived with us for so many years, suffered a coronary. After Steve
ran through, but we told her it was Spookorama.
We had warned her Spookorama was on the schedule.
Oh man, Steve's somebody stepped on his sheet, it came off, and Steve was there. What? That'd be like day four of some kind of a nude joke we're doing here.
I dress in a devil outfit, and I hop up and down, and Steve is a ghost, so he runs, and the goal is for people to get out of bed and peek around the corner and see Spookorama.
Now, Spookorama is when they see you. Is that what it is?
Yes, when they spot us and they see the ghosts. And then we leave and we go, okay, and we wag our finger and we go out the front door.
It locked.
Steve had to kick out the front window.
One of the houses, one of the front doors locked. And Steve had to kick out the front window for us to get out.
Ms. Dooley, does the Homeowners Association pay for the lawsuits?
What lawsuits?
Bobby, I can't imagine you do this. I can't imagine that you do this. All the blues in the morning.
How you doing, baby? How's my little girl? How's my girl? Hope she didn't start throwing up, man. That's the whole bummer there. You know, she threw up, then she stopped. Like, we're on day four where she wasn't throwing up.
Hi, baby. Hi, Bria. Hi, honey.
She might have nausea. I've got nausea pills for her, and I hate like fucking hell to jam that thing down her throat, but she's just sitting there swallowing a lot. You know, it's like swallow, swallow. I guess I could give her an anti-nausea pill, but hope she can go to sleep. Okay, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. So we've got Harvey Wyman, Emery Clayton. You know what? I'm so tired of the fucking Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are probably tired of the Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys. Enough of the... Yeah, I know. They're Dallas's team, and they're so bitching.
Well, I'm in the teachers' union here at L.A. Canyon College, but I've been trying to enjoy a beautiful dinner with my wife and I, and I've got my podcast.
He must be at home. Bobby and Steve Dooley are at the Spookorama planning session. Jeez. Testing 1-2-3. What time is it? Who fucking knows? Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit today? 227 pounds today. I'm on my way to 210. Remember when I hit 210? Some of you guys were with me back in the day. That's where we're going, to 210. And my doctor will be overjoyed. Believe me when I tell you. Maybe I'll be able to, you know, get back on some of them good drugs he was giving. I'm just kidding.
Hey, baby. Hi, Bria. Hi, honey.
She's okay. I think she's just chilling in her old lady way. This girl, she's got a water bowl here, water bowl there, water bowl there. I got water everywhere for her because you don't know. She's old and she's got kidney disease. So she's thirsty and she's dingy. She doesn't know where. I got this thing that's about this high. It's like a reservoir of some kind that I fill with water. She likes that better than she likes a water bowl. But I told,
hi, baby. How you doing, honey? How you doing, Bria? Who's a good girl? Yeah, here you go.
She looks at me like this. I told somebody, I forget who, that if she starts to lose it, I think I told Shani, was I talking to you? That if she starts to lose it, meaning she's, her bodily functions, she can't control, you know, that's when you know that, man, you know, it's, you're nearing the end, man, because what are you going to do for them then? You know, some people opt for, if they can afford this kind of thing, and I would not do it. Because I think it's too much for her. She's too old. Exploratory surgery. But the fact is, they did a urinalysis on her, and she's has no indication of any cancer or anything. Had to take her. They did another body scan on her. She didn't have any cancer. So I think she's pretty cool that way. But she's just got a combination of things going on, man. Because she's 14 years old. Which I know there's some cats. I think the world's record for how old a cat could be was, I think I'm right when I say approaching 40. I'd like to look at that and see if that's true or not. Okay, so we have, then we're going to have Professor Emery Clayton. And I'm having a light dinner with my wife. What? Okay, testing. In the morning, all the blues in the dawn. Hey, SoundCloud, your player is cutting off the end of my show, okay? I don't know why, but it is. There's a special announcement I make there for Podcast One, and I've been listening for it the last three goddamn days, and I haven't heard it. And by the way, one other thing. AT&T, don't call me up to try to make right the fact that you basically fucked me out of $64 or whatever that garbage money was for your McGregor fight, and then lecture me on social decorum. Like I was saying, you people, I don't give a flying fuck if I said you people. I'm talking to a fucking... a phone tech. I'm not talking to a race of people. And she goes, I'm not, you say you people, I'm an individual, sir. I said, you know, don't call me up and give me a social decorum lecture. You guys called me. Okay. And I gave her the whole history of the goddamn thing, how I'd been, people would call me and say, well, let me make that right for you. Then they'd transfer me to somebody who'd say to me, what can I do for you? I said, you guys called me. What do you mean? What can you do for me? What do you want? You know, I'm asking for you to fix a problem. Well, what problem is that? I just explained it to somebody. They're not, you guys aren't passing the notes to each other? What are you? I'm telling you, man. I just think DirecTV has gone to shit since AT&T bought them. Maybe I'm prejudiced against big corporate takeovers. Maybe. But they suck. And you suck, AT&T. I never liked your goddamn phone service anyway. And I've got your fucking phone service going on 10, 12, 15 years now. If I had any brains in my head, I'd shit can your rotten service. Oh, I have so. Love that, man. I like that sound, man. You know, I like that sound. You know what I mean? Hey, Joey. Yeah, I dig that. No, not this broad. Sorry. Okay, man. Okay, man. But.